श्रोताहरू, प्रत्येक दिन सुनिने समाचारमा हामीहरू फाइनेन्स रिपोर्ट पनि सुन्ने गर्छौं, जसले राष्ट्रिय अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय अर्थतन्त्रको एक झलक दिने गर्दछ। एएसएक्स को सूचांक, सुनको मूल्य, कच्चा तेलको भाउ र अस्ट्रेलियन डलरको मुद्रा दरको बारेमा समाचारमा आउने फाइनेन्स रिपोर्टमा बढी चर्चा गरिन्छ। के यी जटिल विषयहरू जान्नका लागि महत्वपूर्ण छ त? सहकर्मी फ्रैंक मैथिसनले तयार पारेको रिपोर्ट अनुसार वित्तीय समाचारहरू अर्थतन्त्रको झलक दिने किसिमका हुन्छन् र यिनीहरू धेरहौं आउने समाचारमा एउटा भाग बनेर आउँछन्। एसपीएस टिभीमा वित्तीय पत्रकारको रूपमा काम गरिसकेका उल्फग्याङ मुलरले आर्थिक समाचारमा सर्वसाधारणहरूले ध्यान दिन अत्यन्तै जरूरी रहेको छ भनी बताएका छन्। उनको अनुसार हाम्रो घरको ऋण र घरेलु सामग्री खरिदको मूल्यमा थपगढ आर्थिक क्रियाकलापले हुने गर्दछ।
Well, the financial world, the economy, is an important part of our life. It's where we earn our money, the money we need to buy our groceries, the money we need for the rent and to pay the mortgage. So it is a very important part, and we have to pay attention to what's happening there, because otherwise we might, well, run off opportunities to earn our money.
उनको अनुसार फाइनेन्स रिपोर्टमा प्राय शेयर बजार र ब्याजदरको बारेमा चर्चा गरिन्छ र यी दुवै कुरा अस्ट्रेलियनहरूको लागि ठूलो महत्त्व राख्दछ, किनभने सबैजनासँग सुपर एनुएसनको खाता छ र जसलाई शेयर बजारले प्रभाव पार्दछ, अनि सँगसँगै धेरैसँग घरको ऋण रहेको छ जसको चुक्ताको क्रममा ब्याजदरले ठूलो भूमिका खेल्दछ।
I don't own any shares, so why should I pay attention to it? All our superannuation earnings are tied to the stock market. That's where most of the money is invested. Interest rates are very important. We pay mortgages, we pay all sorts of things, so it is important to see where the interest rates go. And sometimes we hear about how some companies are doing, and some of them are very big companies, and some of them come to grief and disappear, and people lose their jobs. So that can be very hurtful not to be informed about what's going on in the economy.
शेयर बजारको कुरा गर्दा कम्पनीहरूले बजारमा शेयर सार्वजनिक गर्दा सर्वसाधारणहरूलाई त्यसको साझेदार बन्न अपील गरेका हुन्। त्यसको अर्थ कम्पनी नाफा वा घाटामा जाँदा त्यसको साझेदारहरूलाई ठाडो असर गर्दछ। क्विन्सल्यान्ड युनिभर्सिटी अफ टेक्नोलोजीका प्राध्यापक एडम क्लिमेन्सका अनुसार शेयर बजारको सूचाङ्कले उक्त दिन एएसएक्समा दर्ता भएका कम्पनीहरूको व्यावसायिक सफलता वा असफलताको एउटा झलक दिने गर्दछ।
Represents one of the major sources of funds that companies raise to operate their businesses on a day-to-day basis, to make investments and build new factories and things like this. This then represents a major source of savings for lots of individuals, lots of households. So we as individuals could buy shares in companies, and then the companies will go and use that money to run their businesses and grow their businesses.
शेयर बजारमा दिनहुँ हुने फेरबदलको आधारमा सर्वसाधारणले लगानी वा बचतको निर्णय नगरे तापनि दैनिक आर्थिक गतिविधि थाहा पाइराख्न जरुरी रहन्छ भनी डेलोइट एक्सेसका अर्थविज्ञ क्रिस रिचर्डसन बताउँछन्। उनका अनुसार अस्ट्रेलियनहरूको लगानी दुई प्रमुख क्षेत्रमा रहेको छ, आवासमा र शेयर बजारमा। यी दुवैलाई राष्ट्रिय अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय आर्थिक गतिविधिले असर गर्ने भएकाले यस सम्बन्धमा जानकारी पाउन अत्यन्तै आवश्यक छ।
First up, it's worth noting that although the share market's important, we probably report it too much. You know, to the average person in Australia, things like jobs, wages, interest rates, all of those things tend to be a bit more important. But share markets are important. You know, the average Australian holds their wealth two ways, one in their houses. About two-thirds of the wealth of the average Australian is in housing. Much of the rest is in share markets. And even if you don't think you're in share markets, chances are that you are. Remember, superannuation, you know, compulsory for workers, effectively, a bunch of that money ends up in share markets.
साधारणतया यदि कुनै कम्पनीको शेयरको मूल्यमाथि गइरहेको छ भने त्यसको अर्थ त्यसको व्यावसायिक सफलता अनुमान गरे भन्दा राम्रो भइरहेको छ र त्यसको शेयर खरिदका लागि धेरै मानिसहरू तयार रहेका छन्। अस्ट्रेलियाको मुख्य शेयर बजार सूचाङ्क एएसएक्स 200मा यहाँका प्रमुख 200 कम्पनीहरूको शेयर गतिविधिको झलक दिने एउटा सूचाङ्क हो। त्यसै गरी समाचारहरूमा बारम्बार सुनिने डाउ जोन्स र नेस्ड्याक अमेरिकी शेयर बजारको सूचाङ्क हो र अमेरिकी अर्थतन्त्रले विश्वमै ठूलो महत्त्व राख्ने भएकाले यी सूचाङ्कहरू पनि उत्तिकै ध्यान दिनुपर्ने विषय हो भनी रिचर्डसन बताउँछन्।
Dow Jones, for example, is the New York Stock Exchange. Why do we take note of that? Because US financial markets absolutely dominate the world. US economy no longer dominates the way it used to, but certainly in financial markets, the US is the 400-pound gorilla. Typically, what US share markets, you know, the Dow Jones, some of the others, the NASDAQ, have done overnight, provide a lead. They will tell you if Australia's share market is going to go up or down.
यसै गरी ब्याज दरमा हुने थप घटले उपभोक्ताहरूको आर्थिक व्यवहारमा परिवर्तन ल्याउने गर्दछ। यदि ब्याज दर घटेको खण्डमा उपभोक्ताहरूमा केही बचत हुन सक्छ भनी प्राध्यापक क्लेमेन्ट्स बताउँछन्।
The level of the interest rate that the Reserve Bank is controlling influences the cost of borrowing for you or I or for businesses. So we tend to find that mortgage interest rates move quite closely with movements in the Reserve Bank interest rates. Say if the Reserve Bank's worried about the economy not performing particularly well and the Reserve Bank wants to stimulate spending in the economy, the Reserve Bank will think about cutting interest rates to make them lower, which means that you and I as individuals that have mortgages now have more money to spend after we pay our mortgages. So they can control the level of spending in the economy by changing the amount we need to pay on our mortgages.
त्यसै गरी कच्चा तेलको मूल्यको बारेमा पनि फाइनेन्स रिपोर्टमा बारम्बार चर्चा गरिन्छ। तेलको मूल्य कम भएमा गाडी धनीहरूले आफ्नो इन्धन खर्चमा बचत गर्नेछन्। तर राष्ट्रिय रूपमै हेर्ने हो भने यसले यातायात खर्चमा पनि कटौती ल्याउनेछ, जसको अर्थ सामग्रीहरूको मूल्य घट्न सक्छ भनी रिचर्डसन बताउँछन्। तर साथै तेलको भाउ घटेको समाचार उक्त कच्चा पदार्थको निर्यात गर्ने देशलाई सुखद समाचार हुन सक्दैन, किनभने उसको कमाइमा त्यसले कटौती ल्याउँछ र जसका कारणले उसको अर्थतन्त्रलाई असर गर्न सक्छ भनी रिचर्डसन बताउँछन्।
We're only a couple of years away from becoming the world's largest exporter of gas. And gas and oil, you know, because they do similar things, you use them as fossil fuels, basically those prices tend to move pretty much together. So when the average person hears about the oil price falling and they're cheering, you know, that's because they can fill up their car more cheaply, very true. These days, though, you'd be starting to say, well, that's not such good news for Australia. If we're about to be the world's largest exporter of gas, a lower oil price is going to mean a lower gas price, and you know, that will hit Australia's earnings.